From the best-selling Christian Heroes Then and Now series, YWAM Publishing presents Jonathan Goforth, An Open Door in China, by Janet and Jeff Benge, read for you by Tim Gregory. For information about other titles in this outstanding series, please visit our website at ywampublishing.com or call us at 800-922-2143. Chapter 1. Twice Saved. 5-year-old Jonathan Goforth climbed proudly onto the wagon. He was about to accompany his Uncle Tom to the market, where his uncle would sell the grain Jonathan's father had painstakingly coaxed to grow during a particularly dry summer.
"You can't sit there, lad. The slightest jolt and you'll be sliding off the wagon," said Uncle Tom as Jonathan was about to sit down and make himself comfortable on some sacks of grain.
"Here, I'll move a couple of these sacks aside, and you can nestle down in the hollow between them. You'll be as safe as a tick in a blanket there," he continued with a twinkle in his eye.
Jonathan snuggled down securely into the hollow his uncle had created for him, and with a crack of the reins, they were off. The two old draft horses pulling the wagon ambled along through the countryside, on a 5-mile trip to London, Ontario, where the market was located. From his vantage point on the wagon, Jonathan could see farmers out in their fields harvesting wheat and corn. As the wagon rolled along the dirt road, the horses picked up speed until they almost broke into a run as they descended a slope in the road. The wheels rattled over the rutted road. Suddenly, the wagon lurched sharply to the right. Jonathan heard his uncle yell for him to hold on, but it was too late. In the split second it took for the wheels of the wagon to slip into a particularly deep rut, he was pitched from his safe spot between the sacks of grain and was flying through the air. He landed with a thud on the ground beneath the wagon. Searing pain shot up his right side. As he gasped for air, Jonathan noticed to his horror that the back wheel of the loaded wagon was about to roll over him. At the same instant, he felt his uncle's large hand reach down and grab the back of his shirt. With a jerk of his powerful arm, Uncle Tom pulled Jonathan out of the path of the wheel just before it rolled over the spot where he was lying. As his uncle hauled him back onto the wagon, Jonathan felt his shirt rip in two. He didn't care. He was alive. And a shirt could be mended. It took several minutes for Uncle Tom to regain control of the frightened horses and bring the wagon to a halt.
"Are you all right, lad?"
he asked when he finally had done so. Jonathan nodded slowly, too shocked to speak.
"It was a close call,"
his uncle went on, ruffling Jonathan's sandy blonde hair.
"Your shirt is a bit the worse for wear. Still, we must be on our way to the market."
Uncle Tom reset the two sacks, and Jonathan snuggled back into the hollow between them. For the rest of the journey, though, he held tightly onto the corners of the sacks. Later that night, back at the farm as the family gathered around to hear news from London, Uncle Tom recounted the story of how the wagon wheels had gotten caught in a deep rut and had flung Jonathan into the path of the back wheel. Jonathan watched his mother's eyes widen as she listened.
"Do you hurt anywhere?"
Jane Goforth finally asked in her lilting Irish accent. Jonathan shook his head.
"No, Ma," he replied, "but I did rip my shirt."
"That's easily fixed,"
she said, smiling down at her 7th child. Jonathan smiled back. Of all the useful things his mother could do, the thing she prided herself on the most was her ability to make and mend clothes for her husband and 11 children. Indeed, Jonathan often heard his father say she was the best seamstress in all Canada. In a couple of days, his shirt would be as good as new. The next day, Jonathan had a large bruise on his right hip from the fall, and his father gave him a day off from farm work. Jonathan stayed at home and helped his mother make soap. He and his brothers all took turns doing women's work around the house, since there were 10 boys in the family and only one girl. After the beef fat had been cut up into cubes and placed in a large copper pot on the stove to be boiled down...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?